It's time for the online edition of the longest-running local rock show on the Jersey Shore. This is 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. And here's your host, Tom Hanley.
Welcome to 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. I'm Tom Hanley. Each week we bring the latest music and interviews of the band Jersey Rock. Coming up, Honey Wild makes their Jersey Rock debut with a call-in from singer Hannah Dent. We rock tracks from Reality Suite and Ashley McGinley. And Matt O'Ree drops by the WRAT studio with his acoustic guitar. Matt O'Ree Band rocks the Strand in Lakewood on December 14th. And on Monday, December 2nd, MattO'ReeBand.com will be running a special Cyber Monday sale. But first, let's kick things off with the latest single from the Clydes. They're in action on December 14th at the Grand Arcade in Asbury Park's Convention Hall for Pop Break's local Christmas party and toy drive. Here's the title track of their latest album, Old Time Monarchy. 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. Monarchy on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. That's the title track off their latest album. Don't miss them at the Grand Arcade of Asbury Park's Convention Hall on December 14th for Pop Break's local Christmas party and toy drive. More info at theclydesmusic.com and the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com. Joining us in studio is Matt O'Ree. Matt O'Ree Band rocks the Strand Theater on December 14th over in Lakewood. Matt, thanks for coming on the show.
Great to be here, brother.
Dude, it's always a pleasure to have you on. We have a lot to talk about. But first, before, anything, I hope that you guys had a happy Thanksgiving.
You as well, man, for sure. It was good. Thanksgiving's the best holiday. You just got to eat turkey and have some wine.
Totally. See a lot of family and friends. And the next day, nearly die trying to get batteries because of all the...
Oh, man. Yeah. This is true. It's a circus out there. Be careful out there.
Yeah, right. So, yeah, we're recording this on Black Friday, and you just got back from one of the stores out there, and I'm glad that you made it here in one piece. But speaking of all the savings that are to be had, Matt Reband's doing something for Cyber Monday, right?
We are, yeah. We're launching a whole new T-shirt design, multiple T-shirt designs. Plus, we have brand new hats that we just had designed, and they look fabulous. And we have a whole new thing coming on our website, so check it out for sure.
So if you're listening to this on Sunday, tomorrow, if you're listening to it on Monday, today, get on the internet, metalreband.com. Does it go the entire week or is it just Monday?
I don't know.
Details at metalreband.com.
Yes, thanks.
Now, you guys were out, you just had a pretty epic adventure out on tour. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we were out for 6 weeks. My wife and I went out to down to Florida. We were down to Daytona, Jacksonville. Then we went to Hilton Head for a private party that we did. Did another private party out in Tallahassee, and then went to New Orleans for a week. Played there, and then we actually went back to Daytona to do more work that we got picked up on from the first run through. Then we drove all the way to Dallas, and we were in Dallas for 2 weeks playing. And then we went to Nashville, played for a night, and we went to D.C., played for a night, and then we came home. It was a lot of miles.
And was it on this tour that you went and visited Stevie Ray Vaughan's grave?
We did, yeah. And in Dallas, we had one day off, so we had a chance to finally, you know, make the journey to pay our respects to one of the greatest, you know, blues guitar players that ever lived. And it was after finding it, which we actually went to the wrong cemetery is what happened. It was, GPS, all that kind of mix up. But finally got there, finally found the grave, and it was very heavy, but peaceful at the same time. But it was, you know, I was just happy to finally get a chance to pay our respects to Stevie and thank him for all the music he sent our way.
That's awesome. And, you know, the fact that you were able to find time during your tour to do that, just totally cool. I think life is so much better when you take a moment to have those little side quests.
Absolutely. You know, we actually did that, and we also did Dealey Plaza, too, so we got a chance to see the whole JFK thing. And
oh, wow.
I have to say, Dealey Plaza is not as big as you think it is. Mm-hmm. It was actually kind of small. I was like, wow, okay, this is interesting. Because you watch the films for years, you know, and then you actually see it, and it's smaller than you think. But it was, again, sad thing to be walking through that and, like, just knowing what happened so many years ago. But, you know.
It's significant, though. Now, speaking of things that are significant, this show you're doing over in Lakewood at the Strand on December 14th, it's a little different than the average Matt O'Reband show, right?
It is, yeah. We wanted to do something, because we've done Christmas shows before at the Wonder Bar, so we wanted to do something a little bit different this year. So after all the traveling that we've been doing this year and all the miraculous things that happened to us this year, including buying a new coach bus and, you know, touring a bunch. We wanted to do more of a sort of a Q&A kind of show where it's an intimate acoustic full band show. But we're going to be telling stories and you can ask us questions. It's going to be a real cool show.
It's like a kind of like a VH1 Storytellers kind of setup.
For sure, yeah.
Awesome. How could someone get tickets?
Right from the Strand Theater, right on their website, right at the box office. That day of the show, I'm sure you can still find tickets, too.
Awesome. Saturday, December 14th. Keep an eye out for that. And, of course, you've got a number of releases out. Of course, Brotherhood, the Live at the Stone Pony album's out. That's, if somebody wants to get your music, how can they do that?
I mean, they can obviously come to the show, and all of it's going to be at the show, plus all our new merchandise will be at the show, too. So if you want to grab a T-shirt or a hat and see them in person before you buy them, come to the show. We'll have everything there. If not, just go right to our website, metalreband.com. You'll find everything.
And I couldn't help but notice that you brought your guitar to the studio today.
I usually always have it with me.
And that's a good thing, because you're going to treat our audience right now to a live in-studio acoustic performance. What song are you doing?
I'm thinking I'm going to do a new song. I've been working on this for a while. I'm not quite sure if it's done yet, but we'll find out. But this year, unfortunately, I lost one of my... my teachers, my voice teacher of 14 years, he passed away this year, and it was pretty difficult to go through that. But so I wrote this song for him. It's called Tuvia.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Matt O'Ree performing live in the WRAT studio on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. Don't miss Matt O'Ree Band on December 14th. It's a Saturday over at the Strand Theater in Lakewood. And don't miss the Cyber Monday sale happening over at MattO'ReeBand.com. Matt, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Oh, man, thanks for having me.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
And right now, let's rock a track from another artist who's also performed acoustically in the WRAT studio. She's flying in from Nashville for Telegraph Hill Records. What a wonderful year. It's rocking the Wonder Bar in Asbury Park on December 26th. I'm talking about Ashley McKinley. Here's her latest single, Break Even, on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
Sometimes we bear our secrets just to close the blinds. Talk about our families, what our moms are like. We paint the perfect picture cause it's just for the night. It works. We have a couple drinks and feel the warmth kicking. We make a move on me and I'll just let it happen. If it feels like I know you and it's just for the night, it works. Sometimes I break. Stars in my eyes like it was magic. But Dad was always yelling, our love was never tidy. Sometimes I break even, even when it's not right. I've never had.
Ashley McKinley with Break Even on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. Don't miss her at the Wonder Bar in Asbury Park on December 26th. Learn more at ashleymckinleymusic.com. Joining us over the phone is Hannah Denson of Honeywild. You can catch them at the Canal House in Wharton, New Jersey for a special benefit show this Saturday, December 7th. Hannah, thanks for calling in.
Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you on the Jersey Rock Podcast. I saw you and your band over at Tally Fest at the Asbury Park Yacht Club, and you guys totally killed it that night.
Thank you so much.
Now, you are rocking a special fundraiser this Saturday over at the Canal House in Wharton. Tell us about that.
So it's a benefit show put on by our friend Dan. They're called the Slingers. So the front person of that band, Patrick, has a nephew living with a chronic genetic disease. So we're going to be raising money basically to support him and his family. And this is the sixth annual benefit that they do. So he does one every year.
How can someone get tickets?
It is a free show. So you just show up and we're going to be doing some raffles, collecting some donations. And even if you can't make the show, you can go to the Facebook page. You can find Honeywild Band on Facebook and go to our event. And there is a GoFundMe link there as well.
Awesome. So if you can't make the show, GoFundMe.com. We'll have the link up on the Jersey Rock page. Just check it out. If you're listening to the podcast, just scroll down. And you can find that right there. And yeah, if you just want to go to the show, you can just donate right there at the door if you want.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome. What time are you guys on, roughly?
We are going on right around 9.
And, of course, your self-titled EP is out right now. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's a 3-song EP. The first song is Don't Call Me Baby, which is pretty straight, hard-hitting, feminist rock song. Second song, Dreaming, was written by my guitarist, Christian, and he sings on that as well. So pretty much the whole thing is harmonies between the two of us. It's rock, but also a little bit country, so it's a little different. And the third song is Heart, and that's more of a rock ballad.
How could someone get a copy of the EP? Is it available for streaming? Do you have physical versions?
Yeah, we haven't done any physical versions, but it's all available for stream or download pretty much anywhere you go to for music.
And what's the best way for someone to keep track of everything that Honeywild is doing?
So you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or you can go to our website, honeywildband.com.
The track we're rocking on the podcast, Bob Macon named this his song of the year over at Macon Waves, and it totally brought down the house when you played it at the Asbury Park Yacht Club. Tell us about Don't Call Me Baby.
So, yeah, that song was kind of written. I had a moment about a year and a half ago where somebody approached me at a gas station, and it was one of those kind of very subtle Me Too moments. It wasn't anything very clearly inappropriate, but it was something that made me feel uncomfortable. And I started thinking about kind of all the moments that I have witnessed or that I have experienced in my life, particularly in work situations where, you know, somebody might use sweetie as a term to refer to me instead of just calling me by my name and shaking my hand like they do all the other men in the room. So I'm driving away from this gas station, singing the song into my phone, and a year and a half later, here we are getting to celebrate it at Tally Fest, which is an all-female rock show. So it's been a really cool journey.
Hannah Denson of Honeywild. Don't miss them at the Canal House over in Wharton this Saturday, December 7th. It's for a great cause. All the details on that fundraiser are up on the Jersey Rock page at WRET.com. Hannah, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you for having me.
Hell yeah, right now let's rock that track. Here's Honeywild with Don't Call Me Baby on 95.9 The Rats, Jersey Rock Podcast.
Don't call me baby. Don't call me honey. 'Cause I've never seen you before. And I don't know you none. Like a dog. Oh. not be ogled or ignored. Oh, condescending, stop pretending you're so lame. Shake my hand, call me by my name. Don't give me that. Down, up, down, up, down, up, down. Don't you give me that. Up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down. Don't you give me that. Up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down. Don't you give me that. Up, down, up, down, up, down. Wow!
Brian King from Reality Suite. Check us out at Stanhope House this Thursday, December 5th, with the Nixons and Sponge. This is Kiss the Ring, and you're listening to 95.9, the Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
You tear me up, you break me down, like I'm made of glass, you shatter me now, you tear me. You're trying to fool, trying to look and be cool, but I see right through. You see these bloodshot eyes, cause you falsified all those lies. I will not kiss the ring. I will not. Fingers up. I'm unamused. Trying to look and be cool, but I see right through. I don't need you telling me what's right. I've got my own two eyes. I will not.
Holiday Suite with Kiss the Ring on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. They have a brand new music video coming out next week. I've previewed it, and it's easily the most powerful thing the band has ever put out. We'll have Brian and Kimmy from Reality Suite on next week's podcast to talk about it. And you can catch them in action this Thursday, December 5th, at the Stanhope House in Stanhope with the Nixons and Sponge. More info at realitysuite.com. That is it for this week's Jersey Rock Podcast. Check the Jersey Rock page at WRET.com every Sunday at 6 p.m. for a new episode, or subscribe to the Jersey Rock e-newsletter through Club Rat and have it delivered straight to your email. Tune to Jersey Rock and 95.9 The Rat every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night at 11:30 to hear Garden State talent rock the airwaves. And if you're in a New Jersey band and would like to be featured on the show, email me at jerseyrock@wrat.com. I'm Tom Hanley. Thank you for downloading this podcast. We are Jersey Rock on 95.9 The Rat.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.